A Far North Queensland business owner is feeling the heat of a social media backlash over the name of her fish and chip shop, The Battered Wife. The state's Attorney General has weighed in, saying she is horrified by the name and says it's out of step with community expectations. The fish and chip shop owner says she is a domestic violence survivor and hopes that the shop name shines a light on an important issue. Anna Hartley reports from Wangan near Innisfail.
Carolyn Kerr opened the doors of her fish and chip shop near the far north Queensland town of Innisfail 15 months ago. A photo of her shop posted on Facebook by a tourist triggered an online storm. She says she's been shocked by the outrage.
It's the Battered Wife Fish and Chip Shop. Yes, it's a fish and chip shop, but I don't see how they can think it's promoting it when everything that I'm doing is trying to make awareness of it and support it. And if my little shop in the middle of a little town in far north Queensland is causing this much of a ruckus, I hope that they start putting their energy in and trying to change what's going on.
The state's Attorney General couldn't see the positives. Yvette Darr thinks the shop's name is distasteful.
Can I say, if there is a business that's chosen to name its shop Battered Wife, I think that's appalling, and that business is completely out of step with what community's expectations are. We're talking about respect, we're talking about changing culture. There's nothing funny about a statement like that.
The state's opposition leader, Deb Frecklington, was asked about the fish shop while at a rally against domestic violence in Brisbane.
We're standing here. I stood side by side with the Premier today in relation to saying no to any form of domestic or sexual violence against families, against children, and it is completely unacceptable that in our communities that we have anything that goes towards an encouragement of violence against women.
Shop owner Carolyn Kerr says she brings a unique perspective to the issue of domestic violence, as she's both a former police officer and a domestic violence survivor.
At the end of the day, you find yourself, I found myself, it was almost like I turned bipolar, you know. My brain's telling me, you know, what the devil are you doing? Get out. Why are you here? And the heart's going, oh, but I love him. You know, he'll change, you know. And it just really mucks with your whole psyche. And eventually I just looked at my kids and thought they deserve better.
Miss Kerr says it's ironic that she was forced to close the shop early a few nights ago after receiving online threats of violence.
It's just crazy. Everybody that's being abusive and confronting, they're the ones that condemn the violence and the abuse, and yet they're the ones that are presenting it to me, you know. I'm certainly not a victim anymore, and I look at what I've built and I'm so proud of myself for building what I have, you know. And if I can make a difference, then if people are listening to this, you know, stop slapping your missus, stop belting your husband, if that's the case. Look at your kids and work out what's best.
That's fish and chip shop owner Carolyn Kerr, ending that report from Anna Hartley.